Hello, this is Dr. Fran. You know Dr. Ruth? Well, I'm the English version. The reason I began this podcast is because I have a passion to move people out of sexual inertia. As a former Roman Catholic nun, I've lived a life of great transitions, and along the way have unlearned the lies that kept me trapped in sexual ignorance for years. Having gone through the transitions of my life, I now have the scope of knowledge to address issues across the board, across all ages and all topics, and I'd like to share that knowledge with you. After 25 years as a practicing RN, I earned a PhD in human sexuality and am now an ASEX-certified sexuality counsellor and clinical sexologist. I'm here to discuss common issues, give tips, discuss sex education, and help improve your intimacy and sex life. Feel free to email me questions and comments at drfran@improveintimacy.com. You can also follow me on my social networking sites located at the bottom of www.improveintimacy.com.
Hello, everybody. It's Dr. Fran here again. After a little absence from the airways, I'm very happy to be here before the Christmas holidays to give you a treat today. Today I'm actually joined on air by Kelsey Obsession, so we're in for a real treat. This lady is a sex educator, an adult film star. She produces her own films, but she's going to tell us all about it. So hello, Kelsey.
Hi, Dr. Fran. Thank you so much for having me on.
Well, it's a great honor. I'm very privileged to have you on. Kelsey and I met at a workshop last year, and we've been planning on doing this for a long time, so here we are today. Kelsey, would you tell us about what you do exactly? This is a very interesting topic, I'm sure, for our listeners.
Sure. So I am I'm an adult film star, and I direct, I produce, and I star in all of my videos for my website, kelseyobsession.net. And I got into this, I was researching sexuality in graduate school, and I became very interested in how it is that, you know, we all learn about sexuality from a very early age, you know, like man meets woman, fall in love, have a baby, that sort of story. But I started discovering more and more that our desires are so much more diverse than that. And so I, you know, being a researcher, I wanted to learn more, and I realized the best way to learn more about it was to actually get in there and do it myself. So for the last, it'll be 4 years this spring, I have directed, produced, and starred in videos for my website, kelseyobsession.net, and I also myself run a sex education blog and podcast where I help people learn how to, you know, they might have these desires, but it's another thing when you want to actually kind of live them out in real life, and many people are very shy and embarrassed about exploring their fantasies in their relationships. So I also strive to help people not just enjoy their desires on screen, but also to be able to live them out themselves.
So would people be able to contact you and to ask you questions about their issues or about what they see on your videos?
Yeah, absolutely. So I, on my blog, which is kelseyeducation.com, I'll answer people's questions. People write in about, you know, anything from simple questions to, you know, it hurts during anal sex, what can I do, up to, you know, I have this crazy fetish and my wife doesn't know about it and I want to talk to her but I don't know how. And so a whole range of different questions that people have. And yes, I address them on my podcast. I make YouTube videos, and it's basically all archived on kelseyeducation.com.
So, for instance, if I have a client who has difficulties and incorporating their fetish into their relationship, you would have a library of videos that I could send them to get help, and then be able to talk to you through your education site.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, there's already a lot of content on the website. I've been I've had that blog up for about a year and a half now, so there's quite a bit of a lot of articles, other people's questions I've answered that a lot of times, you know, if someone has a similar question that can help you out. And then I am available, you know, by email, and I also do Skype consultations with people as well if they want to talk about their particular, you know, situation.
That's
and all that can be found on KelseyEducation.com.
Terrific. So tell me, Kelsey, how do you decide on what topics to cover, and what lead me through a sort of a usual way that you would go about, say, from beginning a thought of, I wonder about this particular fetish. What, give me an example of what one of the interesting ones that you've dealt with would be. I mean,
sure,
I'm sure they're all interesting, but, you know, something kind of out there.
Yeah, so, well, I'll say the most popular fetish that I perform is, I actually, personally, I think it's hilarious, is of farting.
Oh, that's interesting.
It's just, you know, flatulence, and my husband, he runs a website called fartfantasy.net, and it's, the whole website is just girls farting, and he was running that when I met him, and I was like, I'd never heard of such a thing. You know, I mean, everybody farts, right? But I had never heard about anybody finding it sexy. It was always this thing that, you know, I would hide, as most women do. And so when I met him, I was like, wow, this is so fascinating. And it's not his personal fetish, but, you know, again, it's something that, you know, it's fun, it's silly, it's, you know, it's totally harmless. And yet, you know, people who are sexually aroused by girls farting for whatever reason, they're often very embarrassed about it. You know, they think it's kind of weird. And you know, obviously it's different. But what I hear from my fans is that it's this, they're very aroused by this idea that, you know, you have this woman and she's so beautiful and, you know, she's got this sexy body and then, you know, she farts. And it's this gross, disgusting thing about her, and this contrast between a woman's beauty and kind of the dirty, disgusting things that just, you know, everybody does. It's just part of our natural, how our bodies work. And it's that seeing a beautiful woman kind of be real and be dirty, so to speak, just like everybody else, that's really where the turn-on is for people.
It's interesting that I just had a flashback of watching Sex and the City, and that episode where one of the characters, the most beautiful of them, I've forgotten her name now, the one that, and she farts, and it's like a devastation for her. I mean, days go by and she's still mortified by it, and she thinks it's the end of her relationship. It's, you know, it was a really big deal for her. So it's interesting that there would be people on there who would replay that piece over and over and
yeah,
over. Again.
Oh yeah, sometimes we'll be watching TV and there'll be like a fart joke here and there. I'm like, oh, somebody, you know, somebody got an erection over that one.
Yes. So
and it's quite interesting because, you know, as women, we're kind of raised to be, you know, prim and proper and have manners and, you know, don't show any of these bodily functions, you know, around other people. And so it's quite interesting when I get guys who are like, oh, my God, I wish my girlfriend would just let loose and just fart around me. And then there's girls on the other hand who are like, oh, no, he wouldn't like me anymore if I did that, or he'd think I'm gross. And
right.
It's just so fascinating that the assumptions that we make about our partners, and if you never talk about it, then you have no idea. If, you know what, like, maybe it'd be cool if you just let loose and let them out when they come, you know? I mean, maybe your partner's not into it, and that's fine, but maybe they are.
Right. What other areas of fetishes and do you have other specific areas that you like to work in? Any genre that you particularly enjoy yourself?
My personal favorites are, you know, I don't have any particular fetish myself, but I'm very open minded and I definitely have, you know, a kinky mind, you could say. And my personal favorites are always when there's some kind of like domination aspect, either. It, you know, people call it power exchange, when one person has control over the other. And I like both ends of it. On my videos, I'm oftentimes the more dominant one, simply because the girls that I work with usually just tend to be submissive, and that's easier for them. But, it, you know, in my personal life, I go both ways. Sometimes I'm in charge. Sometimes my husband's in charge.
Right.
And I just personally enjoy, you know, it's very erotic to command someone to do something and then to have them listen to you and actually do it. Mm. You know, most of us have some areas in our life where either, you know, we wish we had more power or we feel disempowered. You know, maybe you have a boss at work and you just, you know, you daydream about coming in with, you know, a sledgehammer and, you know, destroying their office. But you really can't do that. But in your bedroom, you can kind of play whatever you want.
Right.
And so I think a lot of our kind of daily issues with power, with needing to be heard or needing to give up power, maybe you have, you know, many people, like the stereotype is that these, you know, high-powered executives, right, that they, you know, secretly go see dominatrixes to go be beaten and whipped and, you know, be treated like they're complete garbage. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's just, you know, as long as you're not hurting anyone else, as long as, you know, we're not causing anyone really damage, then just go experience what you want to experience. And chances are if you do it, there's kind of a psychological need to it, I believe. And so if you express those desires, you're probably going to be a whole lot more healthy and happy in the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
At least that's what my experience has been.
Right. Now, you did say that you began to into this field of work through your research, but what actually, how do you mind me asking how old you are, Kelsey?
I'm 29 years old.
29. So tell me, what initially triggered an interest in this? Because it's rather out there, isn't it, in the field of human sexuality to mm-hmm. make a study and actually go the whole hog and begin to make your own movies to represent your research and in areas that you want to discover more and do more research into. It's a whole different genre than a lot of people would be thinking of at 29 years of age. And you've been doing it for a few years. But so tell me what initially triggered your curiosity in this area?
Well, to be honest, it came from my own issues with sexuality. I grew up in kind of a, you know, normal middle class family. You know, I was never abused or, you know, anything like that. But for some reason, sex was always very, very difficult for me. And part of it, you know, there's a lot of, you know, theories I have. You know, a lot of it is, you know, we grew up in this very sex-negative society and, you know, we're told how to be sexual and maybe that doesn't always fit who we are. And I, from an early age, you know, I discovered masturbating when I was 8 years old. I didn't know what it was. It felt good. And from an early age, I would think about kind of these kinky sort of situations. And when I was younger, you know, I saw no representation of that out in the media. I saw nobody talked about these sorts of things. And so I thought something was wrong with me. And of course, I was never going to tell anyone because that was embarrassing.
Right.
And, you know, as I kind of, you know, moved on in my life and I had relationships and sex was always, I always really wanted it, but it never felt that great. And it never quite was what it looked like. It always seemed like everyone was having more fun than me. And when I was in graduate school, I started researching sexuality. I'm like, you know, let me just, you know, I'm here. Let me spend some time looking into this. And I really, you know, between that and then meeting my husband, who is very, very open-minded about pretty much any desire I've ever had, it really led me to start exploring my own sexuality. It made me want to understand other people who are in the similar type of situation as me.
Hmm. Wow. Well, that's usually the story, isn't it? We generally choose a career that fills holes in our own background and our own life. So
yeah, just like you, exactly.
Yeah. But you're certainly taking things to a whole different level to actually be appearing in your own movies. It shows an incredible just depth of maturity. I would want to compliment you on that you're, you know, such a young person to be doing so many things in the area. You're not just researching it, you're actually doing it and producing it and starring in your own movies. It's quite a testimony to your maturity. So you've been doing it for, what, 2 years, did you say?
It'll actually be 4 years this spring, yeah.
Yeah, gosh. And you're hoping to do what with it? What's your goal? Do you have any kind of ultimate ideas of where you're going to go? Will we be seeing you on the big screen, like Sessions, or?
Absolutely. My long-term plan is to I want to develop a female run at least branch of our company that is completely female directed produced, where women I have women who come on to basically create their own version of sexuality, their own desires on camera, as well as to continue to put more and more of my own fantasies onto film. I've spent many years doing other people's fetishes and fantasies and learning about that, and I'm really at a point now where I'm like, you know what, I'm really ready to kind of take out some of my own little, secrets a little bit more and put that out there, because not only is it really fun and enjoyable for me, but I know that there are other people who have the exact same desires as well. So, I'm aiming to do that in terms of, my video production. More broadly, I'm moving towards creating an online community where people can come together to learn about sexuality. Everything from fetishes to even more kind of what you might call vanilla or quote unquote normal sex. Because, most people who have, just because you have a kinky fetish or a desire doesn't also mean you don't need to know how to perform oral sex or, these other, how to communicate with your partners. A lot of these lessons, these things that we want and need to know about sex in order to have fun, it's not necessarily limited to people of a certain group or certain, fantasy that, we can all learn about sex from each other. So ultimately I'm looking to create an online community where people who want to have a better sex life, people who want to feel more fulfilled, both in their relationships as well as within themselves, that we can come together and, learn from each other. Going to have a forum, have, educational videos, and that's all in progress right now. But that's kind of my big picture goal, is to both continue expressing myself, express myself more on film, have other people, other women expressing themselves even more on film, and to have this, online place where we can all come together to learn from each other. I'm still learning as I go.
And are you finding that your productions are accessible to older females? Who's your audience?
Well, my primary audience right now for my fetish films is men, and I don't know the exact demographics of them, but a recent study found that I believe it was in the 25 to 40 range, I believe, age-wise, is the biggest consumers of pornography. So I can assume that my fans are in that age range now, but I don't know for certain. But, as I, with my educational information on kelseyeducation.com, a lot of that is, it's gender neutral. It's, it's there for men. It's there for women. And, I'm obviously 29, so I'm coming from a certain place in my life when I write. I'm married, but we don't have kids yet, and that's where I'm at. But nonetheless, a lot of the lessons that I teach, a lot of what I learn, it's not necessarily limited to anyone of a specific age bracket or anything like that. I mean, I got an email recently from a man who was 78 years old and had just tried anal sex with his wife for the first time, and they loved it. So, it's really for people who are wanting to explore, and I think that there are going to be different issues depending on obviously where you're at age-wise, but a lot of the, being able to communicate and learning to get in touch with what you want and, really starting to own your own desires, that's something that applies to people of pretty much any age.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, so, Kelsey, any final pieces of information that you would like my listeners to hear from you, and places, things that they can try if they're just experimenting or just imagining what it would be like to explore their own fantasies? Because I am at the other end of the age spectrum, of course, and I hear a lot of people who would say they don't fantasize, they don't have fantasies, and don't really think that they should, or you know, are ashamed if they have fantasies and put them out of their minds because they want to, you know, be realistic, is what I hear so often. What would you say to any aged person, man or woman, about having fantasies?
I love that what you just said about they want to be realistic. The funny thing about reality is that it really is what we make of it. And I totally hear what you're saying. A lot of people are they're afraid to go there as if it's a slippery slope. Like, I let myself think one sexy thought and, oh my God, what, I'm going to want to start having sex with animals, you know, or something so far out there that would be, you know, uncomfortable for them.
Yeah.
But, you know, the first step if you're not having any sexual desires is really to consciously explore them. You know, some people like pornography, some people don't. So whichever way you want to go, but there's such a wide variety of things out there. I mean, there's pornography of real couples. There's pornography of older couples. There's videos of women masturbating here, and there's, it doesn't all have to be very dirty. There's a website that's really well put together called abbywinters.com, and it's younger women, but it's, you know, these women who are very beautiful, but they're all natural. They don't wear any makeup. It's filmed in a way that it's not dirty at all. It's just capturing, you know, this woman's beauty while she's pleasuring herself. And examples like that are something that if you're turned off by kind of the, you know, seeing, wow, like naked genitals and people having sex, there's such a wide variety of pornography that there's probably something out there that you might enjoy, and you can't really know unless you try it out. There's tons of it on the internet. Another thing I really like is erotica, and women tend to gravitate towards that more, but men can enjoy it too. And there's a lot of it online, but a lot of it's pretty sub quality. But if you look on Amazon and just type in erotica, there's all kinds of different collections of different stories. And I always enjoy, you know, like picking up a collection, you know, that has a lot of different writers in it and just reading through the stories.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of them might be appealing, some of them might not. And, you know, if you find something that for some reason, you know, you're getting really into this story, you know, that's kind of like an indication, like, okay, you know, let me explore that a little bit. But it has to start with you giving yourself permission to say, you know what, it's like going on an adventure, you know, where you don't have a destination. You're going on a road trip with no destination, and you just kind of want to see what happens.
Right.
And chances are, you know, the fear that people have about it is much more overblown than what you're going to find. What you're actually probably going to find is a connection to a really deep part of yourself that you've probably shied away from for a very long time, and it's quite fulfilling to get in touch with that part of yourself.
Right.
And then from there, you know, if it comes to you want to explore this, either just by talking about it with your partner, by, you know, maybe sharing a story with them or sharing the video that you saw online. You know, when it comes to living out our fantasies with our partners, the most important thing is to always give first. If you do everything that you can to keep your partner happy in terms of sex, in terms of everything pretty much, I mean, your sex life really reflects your relationship more broadly. If you're having issues in one area, it's probably going to show up in your sex life. You know, if you're having money issues and you're fighting about money all the time, probably not going to be having the greatest sex life at the moment. And so it's, you know, really creating, you know, my husband and I, we kind of consider it a lifestyle where, you know, we really do put each other first and do everything we can to please each other. And the more that I'm willing to, you know, help him out with his fantasies, the more he's willing to help me out with mine, and vice versa.
Right.
Sometimes we have things we share. Sometimes there's something he likes that, you know, he's more into. Sometimes I'm more into something.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a back and forth. It's a reciprocity that really makes the sexual exploration fun.
Yes. Yes. I agree.
Yeah.
I particularly like Candida Royale's selection of erotica. She is a woman's production team, makes videos and productions for women. by women.
Yeah.
And the story plots are good. It's good erotica. I actually start people off with something like Dangerous Beauty, which is a regular movie that you buy, you know, you just get from Netflix. But the Candida Royale films are very, very good. And yes, men like those too. But I think anything that will stimulate a conversation or erotic thoughts is certainly a good thing. So, Kelsey, I think this has been great. I'm sure you've given my listeners some really, really, really food for thought here today. And any last moments of jewels that you can pass on to us as before we wish you all a happy holidays and belated happy Hanukkah and all the other holidays that are coming up now that we would like to honor? What would you like to say?
What I would like to leave your listeners with is, you know, it all starts with you. Take a look at your life. If you're, you know, not happy with how your sex life is, and it's totally normal if you're not. I mean, I say a majority of people aren't happy. But also take a look at your life. You know, if you're not feeling pleasure in sex, are there other areas of your life where you're missing out on pleasure as well? Because oftentimes, you know, how we are in one part of life is how we are in lots of areas of life. You know, do you try to get sex over with really quick? Well, okay. When you eat a meal, do you just try to, you know, inhale all your food and not really enjoy the taste and the smell and the texture of what you're eating?
Well,
because it's in those little details, in these sensual details, as well as your own mindset. You know, where is your mind at? Are you staring at the TV, shoveling your food in your mouth, right? Are you thinking about your to-do list while you're having sex? It's where it's a combination of your mental state and of your physical experiencing the senses, that it's really what makes life enjoyable. It's what makes life worth living, whether it's in the bedroom or whether it's outside. So
yeah,
wherever you're at, you know, just kind of notice the patterns in your life and how you're treating yourself. And if sex, you know, if going for your fantasies is a little bit scary to you, that's okay. Maybe start a little bit smaller. Maybe start with, you know, making yourself a really nice meal and just enjoying it, or drawing yourself a hot bath and, you know, enjoying the scent of the bubble bath and the feeling of the warm water on your body.
Mm.
Start taking time for yourself to enjoy your life, because that's
good
really
advice.
What sex is about,
good
about enjoying.
Particularly at this time of year where people just don't take time to do anything, not even breathe. So,
yes.
Kelsey, thank you very, very much for taking time out of your busy life right now as we all prepare for this holiday coming up. So, Merry Christmas to you, and Happy New Year to your family and everybody else that's connected to you, and all the very best with your work. I look forward to taking a look at KelseyObsessions.net and your education site, please.
KelseyEducation.com. And you can also follow me on Twitter at Kelsey Obsession.
Super. All righty. Thank you very much indeed, Kelsey.
Thank you, Dr. Fran.
Thank you.